But tonight, you might be wondering what I am here. Now, I'm going to be looking for some, I'm after some volunteers right from the word go to come and it's not to do anything real hard, it's just to read. Okay, I've got four verses that I need some volunteers to read. Everybody, any time that you ask a volunteer, people are looking at me, what's your name? Look at that. Here's a volunteer, okay. What's your name? Scott. Thank you. Any more volunteers? Irene. Any more volunteers? No, I didn't see your hand. What's your name? Brittany. And what's your name? Not you. Sorry. Shannon. Okay, who's got the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember the names already. Scott, yeah. Okay, Scott, thank you.
1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul says, follow my example, as I follow the example of Christ.
Very good. The next one?
By doing what is good.
Remember that bit. In everything, follow my example by doing what?
Good.
And who has the next one? Sorry.
Jesus said that.
And what's the last one?
Tell a little white lie.
to cover up some mistake that we've made, what would Jesus do? I've been thinking, well, what would Jesus do? What did Jesus do? You know, and that's what I've been thinking about. Just taking it back one step to Jesus himself. Because Jesus was a real person. Just like you and me. Flesh and blood. Just like me. Probably more handsome than me, but that's probably not very hard. Okay? But he was a real person, just like you and me. What did Jesus do? When he was tempted to do something wrong, what did Jesus do? Did he do something wrong? He didn't do something wrong. When somebody was mean to him, when somebody stole from him, when he hit himself on the thumb with a hammer, what did Jesus do? Okay. And I've got some things with me today, and these you might recognise as the tools of a particular type of faith. Anybody know? Sorry? Yeah, yeah. Believe it or not, there's not enough notches in the belt. Okay, well, I've got some tools that can do for long, but they're obviously not to, for a plumber. What do you think this thing is? Anybody know? This is a nail pouch. He put, he's got no nails in here, but he's not much of a carpenter this time. He put one type of nails in there and put another type of nails in there and all that sort of thing. Does anybody know that, what this thing is? The fingernail trimmer. Okay, this is because of the commercial grade fingernail trimmer. If you need a fingernail trimmer, come and see me later. And this week, it's been known to trim a few fingernails and more than just fingernails. The thing is this is a what? Power saw. 9 1/4
Peter. Hey, what? Oh, my goodness.
He used to watch Tim the Toolman. One of my favourite shows. He does. I need these things over here as well. One of these things, we know somebody's going to be doing something in a minute. What are these things for? They're horses! That's exactly what they are. They're horses. And so I'm going to be looking for some volunteers that have come out and help me. If we've got time, we'll use this later on. You want to know what it is? It's a fender, yeah. You know, I'll put it around the safety glasses. I'm going to look silly if I sit here talking to you with safety glasses on. Maybe I should put some earmuffs on. Maybe you should put the earmuffs on. What were we talking about? What would Jesus do? And we sort of took that back one step and we're sort of talking about him now. What did Jesus do? You know, one thing that I could tell you for a fact, okay, that Jesus did, okay, he left us a tremendous legacy. And remember, we're talking 2,000 odd years ago. He's left us a tremendous legacy to follow. Now, he set up an example on how we ought to live our lives in every single thing that he did. Okay, you talk about kids, you talk about obedience to your mum and dad. You think Jesus was obedient to his mum and dad? I'll tell you what, he was. If you've got your Bibles, you can find that in the Bibles. Okay, you talk about was he kind to others? I'll tell you what, he was kind to others. Do you think he loved people? He did. Do you think he was compassionate? Do you think he was caring? Okay, do you think he was trustworthy? All of those sorts of things. That's what Jesus was. And so when he was tempted, as he was, okay, every day, just like you or I are, to do, have something wrong, to tell a little white lie, to, you know, to take something off the shelf when you're not supposed to, he set us a good example that we might follow. Today, with a little bit of help that I'm going to get from you, okay, I'm going to help you. Well, help also, really. And so I've got some pieces of timber here today. It's timber. Not wood. That is not wood. That is timber. Alright? You know what wood is? Woods are their trees. That's right. This is timber. Okay? What do you think I carry here? In violin? No, not in violin. It's all wood. I'm a plumber, It's probably not real sharp. But I've got some other sword here that I bought it from my friend. But I'm going to leave a couple of volunteers who are going to come out and help me actually do something here.
That was Chris.
No, I've been warned about Chris. Okay, Stacey, I can finish you. Sorry, that was a big trouble. Maybe her dad can come out and help her. And I might need.
That's all the time.
settlement. We don't want to give life to the government. Hey. We might need you out front to get some scotch. Please leave a plan of what these guys are doing.
Thank you, guys. How are you? You work like a sweat, mate?
Absolutely.
Look at this. Look at this Christ quality drug in.
Just put one more in there, looks a bit wrong.
good. Thank you, Chris. Excellent. Give him a clap of applause. Next one, Chris, can you just come and give me a hand, please, again, mate? I'm going to plant that to the side there. Can you operate the clamps for me? Just so that we know what we're talking about here. Okay, because this is really important. There you go, thank you, mate. What were we talking about? What did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? Jesus did set us a wonderful example of how we ought to live our lives. You know, I reckon it's really important as adults, but also as kids and young people. I think it's really important that we think about the things that we do, because people are watching us. And that doesn't apply to older people, it applies to younger people as well. I think you read that verse for me that says, don't let anybody look down on you because you're young, but do what? Set an example for them in all sorts of things. Okay, so it's important for kids, it's important for young people, and it's important for us as adults. Okay, to try and live our life in such a way as to set people a good example. So that when somebody does do something wrong to me, or when I, or whatever, okay, I can ask myself the question, well, what would Jesus do? Well, what were we talking about with Jesus? Jesus was falsely, he was arrested, and he had a mock trial, and he was falsely accused, and he was sentenced, and was actually put to death, and he was crucified. And you know, and as I said before, what did Jesus do in that situation? He prayed for forgiveness for those who had done that to him. And you know, I said that he was wrongly accused of something that he had not done. What he actually did, okay, was in a willing sense for us. Because what he did on that cross, or what he was accused of on that cross, was my sin and your sin. But he'd done nothing wrong. He did not deserve to be there. Okay, the one who deserved to be there taking, because God's word said all punishment deserves, all sin deserves. Okay? And God, in a sense, let Jesus take your place. So the accusations that were brought against him were really accusations against me. Okay, it was actually accusations against you, because it was your sin, it was my sin that took Jesus to the cross. Okay? And that begs one question to me. Why did Jesus do this? Why? He didn't have to, I'm telling you now. Okay? Why did Jesus do this? Well, I'll tell you why. Because he loves you. And he loves me. That's why Jesus did. And if you remember nothing else today, remember this, that God loves you. And when you go away from here today, and when you go home, I want you to ask yourself a question. Okay? If God loves me, what should I do? And you need to ask yourself that question. Because I'm telling you now, God loves you. That's why he sent Jesus. Okay, not just to live a worthy life, a life that was exemplary in every way, but also he sent Jesus to die for you on the cross. Because he loves you. Okay? And that, no matter how you think about it, is a fact. Okay? If God loves you, or if God loves me, what should I do about that? You need to answer that question. Ask yourself the question. See if you can come up with an answer.